I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome back to Ballistic Ridders, episode 5. In the previous episodes, the team went through the main gift shop of Fun Urchin Land Park, where subsequently found a whole bunch of crap. Some better than others. A certain toucan picked out a certain postman using a certain appendage. They fought a weird creepy train that still haunts my dreams to this day. The image of it is quite creepy. And they turned the power back on, with Toucan finding out that essentially it turned on the monorail system for the park. Now, with that said, the players have finished that job and they're still inside the shop. So what are you guys thinking? What are you saying to each other?
So we're in the shop at the moment. We just dealt with this choo-choo guy, right?
Yep, you turned the power on.
The choo-choo man.
Okay, so I'm going to tell the other guy. So, that's light things up now. Should we get on the train and carry on our great adventure together?
Well, we we're supposed to be trying to start a little Viva La Revolution here.
I'm only interested in
yes.
payment for the
down
job.
With the patriarchy. Ruin the establishment.
For the
yes, yes. Dally ho, I dare say.
For the people.
We know that the train is there, but I'm not quite sure. Given our last escapades with her vehicle, that we know what to do with it. Wasn't there someone who said they used to work here back at the town?
Well, with that being said, you will hear the little bell for the shop going, and one of the guards pokes their head in and goes, "You lot finished in there, then?"
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Oh, God, they got fucking mad.
Not this crazy man again.
Woo woo, choo 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 choo.
You will note the side effects of the choo choo thing have passed.
This is a lifestyle choice now, man. You can't
choo 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 choo
choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo choo. Just ignore them. This is it's a phase.
It's a phase. It's not a phase, Mom.
It's not a. I was about to say it. It's not a phase, Mom.
Hey, guard. What's the payment for this job then?
Oh, hold on, you ain't finished just yet. All you did was turn on a switch. Got one more job for you before
job
you
well
get
done.
Out of the fucking park.
Our job was turning on the power. And if you look at the bylaws of our contract that we've all signed, it clearly states only turn on the light switch.
Exactly, Mr. Guardman. You must do what we say. We've done everything you told us to. You told us to turn the power on, so we must turn the power on. What's the big deal here?
I'm telling yous, you got one more fucking job. Now, do you want it? Or do you want to get out and go hungry?
Something tells me I need to keister a mini-nuke up this asshole's ass. What do y'all think?
Don't know what a mini-nuke is, but sounds like a good idea. Perhaps get paid first, though.
Well, I want to know what this job is.
Is it a chocolate bar?
Well. Well. Like this job here, things got creepy, that's why we didn't want to go in. Something's stirring up the shitter.
You know all about shitters, don't you?
Your job?
Did you find the poo covered mini nuke?
Because you only seem to be spewing shit out of your mouth.
Hi, shit talker. Come here. Look, this is a hard job. You're a good sentence on a harder job. We're not going in a hard job without at least some payment up front. Especially for working on this one right here.
Alright. Yeah, alright. What you guys want in there? I see you've got some stuff from an insider. That wasn't part of the arrangement, so we'll take that off your tally.
That wasn't not part of the arrangement either. You won't be taking shit.
Well, what is it you guys are wanting? The new job.
As the currency,
I would have put my foot up your ass.
No, at this point, we should be paid for the job we did, and then for this next job, we should be paid for that separately as another job.
Well, I'm afraid there, little porcupine, it ain't how it works in this here place. There's 30 of us guards out here, and if you want to try it, we'll just lock you in here and let the blitz take you.
No, Mr. Like I said, Gertrude's going to start squaring up to this.
Are you threatening us?
Because I remember I've got to be hostile towards unknown, so... Yeah, I am going. I'm going to push this. So I'm actually going to sort of muster up to the guards and said, "Yeah, I am telling you, this is two separate jobs. Do what we say, or things might go squarey here."
Squarey.
Squarey.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. All right.
It's squirrel, but more menacing.
All right. I'll see what I can get yous, but you've got to come out of the shop and go into the next one.
All right then.
Buddy
says derisively as he follows along.
I'm going to whisper to Jacob. I'm like, are we going to fuck these people over or something later on? Right, we're gonna beat the shit out of them, right?
Well, I'm not exactly happy about the way things are going right now, so this is a pretty solid conclusion that we probably will.
Well, considering this is a... not really a democracy in this place, it's more of a dictatorship. This is kind of how things would be suspected to go with... an unfair, overzealous kind of military force.
While the guard is leading us out into the next place, Jacob will try and make a little bit of small talk with him by saying, "Oi, fucker, who's in charge here anyway?" Trying to match his accent in a sarcastic way.
All right, roll me a vibe check then. I want to get at least a 5 out of you.
All right. It's a D10. The 4, but I think I can.
You can spend it with that.
Yeah.
Or you can use your catchphrase and roll again.
How much grit to get up to the 5? Just the 1?
Yeah, just the 1. It's 1 for 1.
Nice. I'll take that grit.
Yeah.
Because that's just a 4, yeah. Let's get that up to the 5.
Well, as you're being escorted across the compound towards the toilet block, he turns to you and goes, "I thought you already know about that. It's that glorious night bloke, you know, he took over the park a block long ago."
Since he's taken over.
Sorry, one at a time, can't quite hear you.
What kind of a name is that, glorious night? What is he?
Well, he's one of them tall things, you know, that's meant to all disappear in the great poof. At least that's what people are telling us.
Well, that doesn't clear anything up, Tooken. You got anything?
He's a tool thing.
Tall, as in tall, height-wise.
What does he look like?
Oh, no one's ever seen his face. He's covered in metal, isn't he? He's a knight.
And he rules this park, you say?
Yeah.
Is he a good knight?
You've never seen his face and you let him give you orders?
Well, it's just kind of how it goes, isn't it, you know?
It kind of sounds like you're... stupid.
I do not appreciate that tone there, bird boy.
Well, I would say if you're giving orders from something you haven't even seen, he could be an itty bitty bird smaller than me in there. But just because he has a little suit of armor, you're too afraid to see his face. I find that
very... I don't
know
about that. We should see the fucking thing he rides.
Maybe he's 3 goblins in a trench coat.
Kobold in a trench coat.
That's it, sorry.
I don't quite know what a kobold is, but I don't know who it may be. But he rides that giant fucking chicken dragon, doesn't he?
Chicken dragon? Now you see, chicken is a good meat. That's is it a barbecue chicken?
Well, it's about 10 foot fucking tall, that's for sure.
Ooh, that lasts as well.
If he is truly one of the tall folk, he might have axe. Might have control over this, of some of the rides, of some of the creations. Torfog ruled this place before the poof. See, no reason why one couldn't have gotten some of that odd technology working again.
Yeah, nothing about that technology. I want to know more about this chicken, how it tastes.
Are we really going with the poof for the cataclysm?
It's canonical.
It is actually in the book. Yeah.
All right, okay.
That's not fucking you. They just call it the poof.
It's called the Great Poof.
Always known as Cartman.
Oh, sorry, Jay. Did you not know?
A very poof-covered mini-nuke.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
is that what you do use around the outside, is it?
Glass is going to turn and whisper to the rest of the group as we're moving along. Yeah.
So are we going to this other shop then, Matt? Is that the plan?
We're going to the toilets. Glass is going to turn and whisper to the rest of the group as we go along. I think priorities is getting some way to get onto that train, but Bird Boy, Rabbit, do you think you can ride it, drive it, whatever, control it? The car was a great success.
Jake was not sure he can drive anything.
I have complete faith in my own abilities of remembering old world stuff. I can get it going.
I mean, you did get the car going eventually.
Question is, do we try and get some of the townsfolk on board?
We don't even know what's happening here yet. Let's just calm ourselves down a wee bit. Have another wee look around. See what happens after this job. And we can get our bearings before we start pulling in any sort of fucking revolutionaries.
I must say, I find this map very, very detailed and riveting. What do y'all think?
I didn't have time.
I can't believe that they have hard-boiled eggs in these stalls. Could you believe that? Look at this.
Hard-boiled eggs?
I'm just going to say it's a little side note.
Fried eggs.
I think Cap is the winner here for the map creation design with the RimWorld stuff.
Well, if you...
Anyway. What are you guys actually wanting in terms of a reward for your last job? You can try and convince the guy to give you something, but...
Well, there's no currency, food.
Yeah, food. Like, one piece
each.
Like, small value, like, plus one or two, but one piece each.
Do you have a sweater? I'm very cold. I would like a sweater.
You want a sweater?
I would like a sweater, yes.
If you have mine, it's a bit small.
I don't quite know if we've got clothes for you, Bird Boy, but I mean, you're more welcome to take an old glove and put that on.
That's not what I asked. You asked what I was looking for, and I want a sweater. I don't want no damn glove.
Actually, perhaps I do want a glove.
I want a sweater.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Stick the pillow up your ass.
I'll see if I can find you a sweater if you manage to clean out this bathroom. Because let's just face it, things have gone fucking weird in here.
That is not the reward for cleaning the bathroom. I expect the sweater and something else. We've already addressed this. The sweater is my reward for turning on the power.
I don't think you quite understand how it works here, but boy, you do.
I don't think you quite understand how pissed off I will get if this conversation continues. But no, I want the sweater and something else.
Gertrude is just going to sigh and go, all I wanted was some food.
Well, here's the thing. You can either get food each or you can get this Bird Boy a sweater.
Hang on.
That's not the agreement.
If he gets a sweater as our only reward, will the sweater give him anything like ability, anything special?
Superpower?
I mean, it can't just be a cosmetic. It can't just be like a fancy jumper.
I mean, I'll say probably a... plus two damage resistance? There you go, plus two damage resistance.
Yeah, that'll work.
You think that could be altered? Yes, do that. Okay. That's a reward. Two can get a new sweater. But I think Tugum must be able to tell us what it looks like.
Yeah, good point. Tugum, what does it look like?
Haha.
Hold on.
I'm expecting something flamboyant.
Well, you have to describe that.
It is a... yeah, it's kind of a cardigan in a way, but that's more of just a wool sweater. It looks more like a turtleneck. It's kind of like a turtleneck sweater. Very pristine.
A beige one.
It's a beige sweater. Specifically beige sweater. For everybody at home, I put a photo in our chat of a toucan wearing a sweater. He's very distinguished.
Why?
Very dapper.
Very dapper.
Very dapper. Yes, this is what I'm looking for. I want a sweater.
I'm sure we can raid the children's clothes department and see if there's still a sweater, but, you know, we'll see what we can find.
That is my reward. But that doesn't mean you get to skimp out on rewarding my constituents.
Right, well, get the fuck into the toilet and we'll discuss it later.
I don't know about y'all, but I really don't like that this shit.
You're gonna want these, by the way. He'll hand you all a pair of blue rubber gloves. And there is the option of a plunger. SP4. Bonk. Yeah, bonk of the same 4. Who wants that?
I'm at carry capacity, so...
I'm quite happy with the mitral.
Many manure, you want that?
No, I've got mitral. 4 SP left, because I don't.
Nah.
So I've got 6 SP total.
Well, you can swap it out for a different weapon.
Yeah.
I've got a shaving razor, and I kind of like that.
I don't have the SP4 either.
How much bonk did you say it had?
4.
Yeah, nah, I'm not doing that. I'll take my big bone.
So no one wants the plunger.
I don't think any of us have the room for the plunger.
We'll leave the plunger in the middle of the floor and somebody can grab it if we need it.
Okay.
And no, don't do that. No, don't do it. No.
So they'll just launch the plunger inside. It sticks to the floor.
I've kicked the plunger in. It's in the middle of the bathroom now.
Great. So Gertrude's going to try to put the gloves on, and when she tries to put them on, they're going to find that her porcupine spine is going to rip them apart. It's like, yeah.
You really couldn't have offered that to someone else before you destroyed them.
You all have a pair. They did give you a pair.
We all have a pair. Do we have to take SP for the gloves?
No, it's just a cosmetic thing. It's just for... I don't know. I mean, how would that work on a toucan exactly? You know, considering you pick things up with your beak.
He has like a condom.
I put them on my, like, my little feet. my little toucan feet just like waddle around. It's like it makes like a squishy sound, like I've got like a diving flippers. Like flap 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 blap 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 blap.
Okay, well in the meantime, I'm
like a penguin now.
Clean the toilet, so
yeah. Well, hold on. So as you get into the toilet block, there's an AC running. It's illuminated by a couple of light bulbs. There's a couple of them dancing along
on the power.
Yeah. There's a couple of them on the sink that seem to be alive, similar to those in the shop. There are brown streaks across the floor. You can hear some...
Really now?
You can hear some slight giggling. And in the far corner, there is a door to what looks like a small little kind of closet area.
Has no one learned to wipe after the great poof?
All you hear from outside is,
you gotta find the little fuckers, they're in there somewhere.
That guard seems to be a bit of a job's worth to me. Doesn't really know what he's doing, does he?
Guard seems like a twat.
Can we kill him when we get out of here?
Quite possibly.
Yes.
Jacob, do you think we should beat the shit out of this motherfucker? Because I really don't like him.
Mate, we can certainly give it a go, but first of all, I want to have a wee word with this AC right here.
Okay, so I'm gonna go check out the toilets, and you go do the ACs.
Yeah, Jacob's gonna walk up to the ACs and go, "Oi, ACs, who made this mess?"
You mean the aircon?
Yeah.
It just hums. It's not alive. It's an aircon.
Well, it was worth a try.
And in the meantime, Gertrude's going to open the first toilet door, and then she's going to walk up to the first toilet, jump on it, and look around. Are you in there?
I can just imagine the conversation with Jacob in the AC unit. Oi, who did this? Don't talk back to me!
As Gertrude goes in, all of a sudden a turd pops out and it starts running around.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Is this the South Park?
You know, after I picked up that mailman, I thought my nightmare was over. And then I realized I'm still asleep and I'm still having a nightmare.
It's this only is my just nightmare. Begun.
So I'm going to throw it away. I'm going to use one of my porcupines. I'm going to throw it at the turd. I'm going to try and paint it straight away.
Okay.
Cocktail sausage.
roll me a scrap.
Okay, so this is actually my animal talent. So I'll
yeah, you still need a scrap.
Yeah. 8.
It rolls. A 10. Yeah, they're quite wily little turds. Yeah, it just keeps running around.
Alright, Jacob's going to do a wee hop, a wee backflip over the turd and try and kick him directly back into the toilet.
Don't you dare. I'm standing on the toilet.
Oh, yes, right for the goalpost.
I think Toucan is going to fly up into the rafters and just sit there and watch the proceedings.
Shit show.
Well, roll me a scrap then.
We're going for scrap.
Yeah.
I'm just expecting three.
It's a 3, and these things are wily, so it's a 4. It keeps on.
So do I kick him or do I miss him? What happens?
It's a spry turd.
You kick him and then you slide on him like shit. Yeah. Out of
essentially, you'll kick him. You will slide over. The turd shoots across.
Oh.
It kind of hits Gertrude.
No. So I just missed the target and hit Gertrude instead.
With the turd, yeah.
All right. Is it
where'd
trapped in the porcupine?
Where'd it go?
Oh, you know what? Roll me a D100. If it's over 50, then yeah, sure.
No. Come on, Rom. This is the first one.
66.
It's stuck to Gertrude.
Oh, I've impaled the turd on Gertrude's porcupine.
What's the turd saying right now?
It's not. It's just kind of screaming in pain.
I'm screaming in pain too.
Matt, I have a metagaming question here. Just wanted to look at my question. I have a screw in my inventory, like a screw to like screw into something. Yeah. It has a bonk of 6.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how does that work? An itty bitty screw have a bonk of 6.
It's sharp.
It might be a very large screw.
It's sharp.
It's sharp.
Yeah.
But it's a screw, it's more, though. So it's itty bitty.
It's more
of a stab. No, I didn't write the rules.
I've got a trowel that does.
I guess
it's the 8.
I guess I'm wielding this enormous screw like a sword.
Jesus Christ!
I had a burp. Shut up! I'm drinking a beer here. You know the luxurious Rudd Wright. You know.
Clever. So one is now stuck to Cartman's character. The other ones have kind of now heard the call of this one. They're all just kind of running around madly.
Alright, so we've got more in total here. How many has jumped out now?
There are 5 in total. One is impaled.
Kalaris is going to neatly tuck the bone club away so it doesn't get poo covered and pick up a plunger so he can start smacking things with it.
Are we going to roll for initiative now?
It doesn't seem like they're fighting us.
Yeah, they're not quite fighting. I like to have this kind of an open
But can I carry on throwing my porcupines?
Far, Manny hasn't had anything, and so has Toucan. So let's let them have something to do, and then, yeah.
Right, can I do a vibe check to get them to calm down and talk to me?
You can try.
Yeah.
Right, instead of me doing a speech here, let me know what it takes to beat this in a vibe check.
They haven't really got the intelligence for it. They are just turd.
Okay, so it's going to be a fail.
Pretty much. I mean... Yes?
You want to try and smush a turd?
Well, I'll also say then, if you're that upset with the plunger doing such a low damage level, then essentially the plunger will also have the ability to have them stuck. Yeah, kind of.
Can you attach them all to Gertrude and just flush Gertrude in the toilet?
Alright, so seeing as Jacob's going to be failing here, his vibe check, he's just going to go, alright, you stinkers, pipe down and listen up. I've got a plan. It's a damn good one, so stop your waddling and splattering, and let's get this sorted. Except, he slips on one of the running around poos on that
one. Runs right into...
Rolled an 8.
Yeah, it seems like it was trying to headbutt you, but it kind of runs in between your legs and keeps running into the door that's over here, you know.
So, I notice it. It interrupts me. I notice it trying to come to me, and I do a sort of wee flip over it as it runs under my feet.
Right, I think we should stop fooling around now.
Aye, these turds aren't listening.
Can I try to poop on one from the? Can I try to poop on one from the rafters like a pigeon?
Go for it. Why not? Rob your scrap.
Yeah, let's see if adding shit to shit works.
Bird shit is acidic, so maybe.
That's a 5.
They have a scurry of a d10. Kind of want this to hit though. It doesn't. It kind of just dodges it. Although it does stop and look.
I thought that would work. Damn.
Well, so, you gotta get all these turds. Gertrude's pain's doing anything else other than screaming at the moment.
It's just screaming.
Just screaming.
Jacob's just gonna give up. For fuck's sake, this.
Sorry, kids, do they actually talk or anything like that? Or are they just literally just screaming, just animals?
They're not animals, they're turds. Yes, they're bliffs. They're low intelligence.
Okay, love it.
Not like the postman.
Oh god, not like the postman, no.
Not like the postman, no.
No.
As well, I'm down.
Give me all a... What would it be? What am I looking for? I'm looking for the equivalent of a listen check.
Instinct?
It would be instinct.
Yeah. Give me an instinct check, it is, yeah.
3.
4, 5, 2.
Cap.
We've lost him.
No.
Not the captain.
He's been smushed by the poo.
Cap.
Oh dear. Have we lost Cap?
Damn it, John! I'm a doctor.
Well, this is perfect time to go to an ad break, and kind of amusing that Flower, you did roll the 5, so you'll hear humming in the third stool along.
Okay.
Yeah, you rolled a 5.
In the third stool along. Thank God I hit the first.
Oh God, man, no!
As you open the door, you find a very familiar face.
Oh my god!
You find the postman.
The detail. Oh no.
Why is he naked now?
Blame Jay.
Telling me you don't shit.
Why do you draw these for Matt? Why?
I didn't ask her to draw this.
Viewers, this is specifically Matthew's request.
No, it is not.
She's
I will say the shading is very good, though. I mean, the shading is very well done.
All right.
Very I'm sorry, the delivery came in there. What did
the
I miss?
Cubes.
Oh.
So, perfect timing.
How ironic there was another delivery.
Yeah, you missed the appearance of our reoccurring character.
Our reoccurring villain, our nemesis. Postman Pat.
Oh, shit. Has he done his advert rig yet?
Not what's his yet, name, but... by the way?
It's just the fun urchin postman, but you named the actual thing itself. That's a 1 or a d2 on something.
I'll take the 1. I just wasn't sure what.
Fair enough. So, Flower, give us your ad read. What are you? What's your ad read?
Papa's pickle. Nasty rats eating all your cheese. Pigeons crapping all over your windowsill. Then come and get hold of Papa's pickle. Just grab the head and give it a good old whacking.
Okay, is that a food? I mean, we heard that. Is that a food or is it what?
Sounds like a weapon.
It's just
it's pickles.
Flat. Yeah. Yeah, but pickle. Is it? Papa's pickle. Is it a weapon or is it food?
I'd say a weapon. It's more of something to just whack a pigeon or the base like to kill vermin.
All right. What would you say that is in terms of weapon? Then I'll give you a choice of choice to a chance to choose what you want it to be. The higher the bonk. Okay, so it's bludgeoning.
I'd have to drop my mid trowel though, because I've basically got I've only got 2 CP left.
To be fair, once you start smacking turrets with the trowel, you'll probably want to switch it for something less contaminated.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can sort that one out afterwards.
If you would like. But yeah, so you have to. Okay. Right. So. What are you going to do then? You've still got these turds running around. There's one stuck to Cartman. You need to get them down the toilet very quickly. You have a locked door over here.
Oh, can Kolaris... I know you're supposed to go through the locked door. I don't know yet. But, in the interest of hilarity, can Kolaris try and... Is there sinks here where the light bulbs are?
Yeah, there'd be sinks along that side.
Do they still work?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, the AC isn't talking to us, though.
Okay, I'm going to try and bash one of the taps open so I can use it to spray water at the boots and wash them towards the toilets.
Ah, oh, they're great.
Right.
Guys, I just inputted fake bathroom item advertisement into a chat AI that's common. Do you guys want to hear what it says?
Yes. Yes, I want to hear it. Yeah. I have another ad read.
The Flush-O-Matic 3000. Tired of your old-fashioned toilet that does one thing? Say hello to the Flush-O-Matic 3000, the world's first smart toilet that orders pizza when you flush twice in a row, sends inspirational quotes to your phone based on your activities, automatic apology mode for when you blame the dog, and mood lighting that changes based on your aroma contribution. I was gonna see if this would be great. I hate to say this, it probably be what I do for ad reads from now on, because these are fantastic.
Blood red.
These are great.
I'll accept them, but at the same time, it would be nice if you made up your own. But
no,
up to you.
No.
One off.
AI is there as a crutch.
As you say that, one of the turds is running straight towards you.
Ooh.
What are you guys doing? Come on, you got these turds to put in the loose.
Can I bash the sink open?
I've already got one on me, so can I try to stuff that down the toilet? Try to get rid of it.
Just jump in the loo.
Right, first off, yes, you can bash a sink, but I don't know if it'd be enough pressure to kind of really flush one down. I mean, considering you've got to be up and into the bowl. It'd push them towards them, maybe.
I'm happy enough to have that happen.
Alright, how am I going to have that work? First things first, let's try. Have a think of how you'd want that to work. Gertrude, roll me a scrap, see if you can get this thing into the toilet itself. It's quite a low roll.
I was kind of trying to hope I can wipe it off the toilet room, but okay.
You want to wipe it off the toilet room?
Yeah.
Great.
Is that a scrap? Scrap?
Yeah, roll me a scrap if you want.
It's either that or I just want to do a front flip off the bowl, try to use the momentum.
Well, you tell me.
Well, I think I can pull off the triple backflip off the rim, try to use the momentum to try to splash it down the loo. Is it still a scrap? No doubt. Or should I just use the rim to wipe it?
Who's pissed on the floor?
Just roll something, buddy. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll roll a d10. Scrap. Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you don't pull off your triple backflip, but I will say you fall into the loo with it on your back.
Good. Do I at least get rid of it now in the toilet?
Well, you got to flush it first, but yeah, I'd say you're pretty much near enough done. Anyone else doing anything at all? This one is starting to come closer to you, Tugan.
How about someone,
technically,
kick the baby
I'm in the rafters.
It can climb.
Can I try the locked door while they're doing all their stuff?
You can. And Jay, have you thought of a way you want that water to work?
So, essentially, I want to be able to aim it, I'll get, the measuring thing out, that's best for this. Try and aim it and essentially push this one this way, and push this one that way.
Alright, I'd say that's a scrap with advantage against Eskari. And yeah, Kep, I want a roll. It'd be a noggin, and you'll need a plus six.
Okay, so it's just a plain scrap from you.
Yeah, so noggin from you, Kep.
That's not good. That's a four.
Okay, so you essentially break the tap off, and it just sprays into your face. Cap, if you spend a grit, then yes, you can indeed open that up door.
Alright, I'll spend that grit, yeah, no problem, because I rolled a five, so that's a good roll.
Fair enough. Inside, you find a whole bunch of items, and this little fella. So, inside is a very basic standard cleaning cupboard. There's packs of loo roll, there's soap, there's more plungers. There is a toilet scrubber, which can be used as a weapon, and it will be a, where is it, I wrote it down earlier, it's an SP4, it's a bonk of 10, and it gets poisoning on an odd roll. But there's also this little character inside that just kind of stares at you whilst holding sweeties.
All right there, chap.
Hello.
Hello?
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 Oh. What are you doing in here?
This is my home.
Ah, very nice home it is, sir. You got any clue on how to talk to these turds?
No, but this is my stuff. If you want stuff, you can try it.
No. Don't need your stuff, just looking to get rid of these turds.
Well, I mean, I imagine the toilet.
I know. Have you ever had any problem with turds in the past?
Yes, yeah, very constipated lately.
Not particularly.
More fiber.
Bit confused as to why they're asking me. I live in the cleaning cupboard.
In the bathroom.
I don't suppose you can help us out with these turds.
I suppose so.
Excellent, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. You have a random little creature that was the cleaner at one point until he got self locked in there. He'll kind of give you a hand.
Alright, what does he bring to the party?
It is a small creature. It's a scrap of six, scurry of ten. However, if you can convince it to part with some of its sweeties, it will throw one, do two damage worth, but it'll attract the turds, and they'll be gathered in one place for at least a couple of minutes, whilst they try and consume the gumdrop.
Alright, little cupboard man. Here's the plan. You attract them to us with sweeties there, and we'll use that toilet roll, wrap them all up, and get them all stuck together.
This is my stuff.
Well, how about, you know, when we get the sweetie, you chuck it at me, and I can just hover it over the toilet box?
This is my stuff.
Yeah, but we can trade you for your sweeties.
Oh, I'd like to trade it. This is my stuff.
We'll trade you a plunger.
I have plunger. I don't
You have a toilet brush, you have a toilet brush, not a plunger.
You haven't seen inside my cupboard, so fuck you. You can't sit over there. What you give me first?
Prime dinner first.
Jacob says, look, this is a good plan. The sweetie attraction, the wrap up with the toilet roll, get them all smooshed together and get rid of them. That solves us a lot of problems. What will it take for you to help us out here?
Offer a good valuable trade or a very convincing vibe check.
Okay, I'm going to go first of all for the vibe check. And I'm also going to offer a pickle basher as well.
That is not your item to trade, I'm afraid. That is Manny Manure's.
Yeah, and I'm going to be offering it anyway, on behalf of Manny.
Manny, do you just accept the fact that he's going to turn and take your pickle away?
Hands off my pickle!
Okay, there was no comment just then, so I'm going to assume that he's going to lay down and take it.
Well, ooh. I rolled a 9.
That's going to be good enough, and no, we can't hear you for now. Essentially, it's going to go, okay, I'll have some of this, but none of my stuff.
That's my stuff.
That's fine, as long as you remember that the toilet roll was part of that deal as well.
The toilet roll in the store, you took that one. This is mine.
Look, the plan was... we attacked them together with the sweets, and we smushed them together with the toilet roll.
You give me a pickle, I have given you a sweetie.
I did the vibe check for the rest of the plan.
Fair enough. It will kind of look at you and be like, fine, half 24.
Look, these are going to be a problem for you as well once now that this door is open, so let's get this done quick before we...
I can shut the door. That's fine.
Can reach door handle at that height? Impressive.
Yes. A jumper. Good jumper.
Alright, so let's put the plan into action.
It's kind of like a little cockroachy thing, you know, by the way, this little insect.
Sorry, does he jump good, right?
Yeah, jump good.
Okay, so I've sort of described what we're looking to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Gertrude's just going to be like, throw me the sweet on the toilet roll.
So okay, Jacob grabs up the toilet roll, the creature throws his sweet, and then Jacob's going to do a dash around them and smoosh them all together in the toilet roll.
Alright, well, as they start coming together, gathering around this, for some reason, sweet that they seem to have been attracted to, roll me a scrap with advantage.
In the meantime, Gertrude's just with the flusher.
Yeah. Well, I got
that's
a six.
Six. I'll roll the scurry with a disadvantage. That's a three. So yeah, you managed to catch all the four turds. You want to try and get them into the loo?
Right. So he runs around. He wraps them in toilet paper, smishes them all together, and then yeah, I think he's going to want to. What we're going to do? I think I'm going to pass them off to Manny. He's closer to the toilet, so I'm going to sort of kick them in Manny's direction for him to fire into the nearest toilet.
Maybe if Tukum would like to take over, because Manny's having a little bit of mic issue at the moment. Or Kalaris.
Happy to oblige.
What about the our little...
All right, Tukum, can you fly down, grab these with your gloved up little feeties and fly them into the toilet?
Well, since my feet are quite gloved up and won't be getting my bare feet dirty, I will try. What do I roll? Scrap?
Fabulous.
Okay. Yeah, go on then, give me a scrap. It's going to be an easy one. Because they're all kind of bound together.
It is a five.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Right, and as you get them in there, you kind of find that the toilet bowl itself is it's a bit jammed up with these things. You're going to have to try and do something to get them in there, you know. Maybe use the weapon I tried to give you guys.
I'm going to throw the plunger in Kalaris's direction.
I've already got it. Yeah. I picked that shit up a while ago.
Sorry, yeah. It's just that it's painted on the map here. I thought it was next to Jacob.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Who
does that? Oh! Oh my god, you just deleted Jacob.
Yeah, move him out of the way.
Jacob blinked out of existence for just a couple of minutes. While Kalaris was running at the toilet bowl with a plunger.
Yeah.
Jacob, what did you see in those brief seconds of disappearing?
Oh no.
He saw a field. He can't quite remember, but he sort of feels love. He feels the touch, an embrace. He feels the sweat in his brow after a day of hard work and the satisfaction of sitting down by the fire. And then everything goes blank, and he's back in reality.
Right. Kalaris is gonna, like, tuck the plunger under his arm and shoulder charge towards the toilet.
Right, okay. Roll me a decent scurry.
Scurry, okay.
Scrap even.
Even better. Let's hope I do at least okay on this. Four. Not the worst.
Well, they are going to try and struggle. It's going to be at disadvantage again, so... That's a one. So yeah, you managed to get them in there. And yeah. You can flush them down. Well done. Now you're just left in a toilet. Yes, we can hear you now, Flair.
Oh, okay.
Jacob's just going to say, just going to give a wee quick salute to the roach and say, "All right, roach, job well done, job well done."
Ah, you put them all down one, didn't you?
In the meantime, Gertrude's going to go to the... you said Kalaris broke a toilet attack, right? And it's still spewing water from the fountain.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to use that jet wash to get the shit off my back.
Sure.
Just,
do you want to help with that?
Gotta deal with that first.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, if you could pass that toilet brush, that'd be great little squeegee there.
So,
oh, yeah, getting that crack there is perfect.
Yeah. As you were
working with shit.
Hey,
as you're all just
kind of
chilling, trying to wash yourselves off before you head out, can you all roll me a noggin check? Because you start feeling a little bit of a rumble coming.
A two.
Ooh, excuse me.
A
four.
What am I rolling? Sorry, was it scrap? Is what you said?
Noggin.
Noggin. Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a four.
Try and work out why things are kind of rumbling.
Oh,
no. No one quite understands why. So what are you doing then? You tell me what you're doing. Nothing.
Well, we just cleaned out this bathroom, so let's go back to the guard man and see what he says.
Well, I was hoping the noggin would kind of reveal as to why the ground was shaking, but suddenly from the third stool, from the second stool, there's a crack and door flies open.
Oh, for crap.
Has anyone tried to push the ball together?
Oh my god, he's gonna sink!
Uh-oh.
That was very laggy out there just then. You're all gonna need to roll me a initiative roll, because you're now battling the boss turd.
What is that from, by the way?
The boss turd!
No!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry,
where's
the roll for initiative?
Going on?
It's a scrap roll.
I've got a one and a two. I didn't mean to double click, so I just take one.
That is a six for me!
Alright, it's a six for me as well.
Oh, wait, I get a thingy. Because. Oh, yeah, 10. Nice.
Polaris is a 10. Flower, what are you?
7.
Yeah, I think Flower's a 7. And this thing, I need to put its stats up again. It's a 7 for the boss turd. So, in the pipes, something was lurking. Something that should never have seen the light of day, but somehow has now been released. It'll go third. Kalaris, what are you going to do with this thing?
Well, yes, we're just... hang on, let me see if I have anything specific. Nah, not really. I just have to kind of flick this boy. Yeah. Right, I'm going to try and smack the shit out of him. I believe that's just a scrap roll, right?
Yep. That's a 4. This thing has a scurry of a d6. And it somehow manages to dodge you.
Can I burn grit to make that work?
You can, yes, certainly, go ahead.
Right, so just hit. It's just one grit, right?
Yeah, meet it, beat it.
Right, so I'm gonna come at him with the plunger still. How much was that again?
Okay, the plunger.
I may have forgotten, because the character sheet refreshes.
Was a d8.
D8, okay. That's 4 damage. It's not too bad.
4 damage off a creature with 30 health. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's more than a 10 for myself.
Manny Manure, what are you going to do?
If you can
don't forget, you guys have... Yes, we can. You can now.
Oh, okay.
You have powers, don't forget. You can use your powers.
Yeah, my powers just aren't combat-y.
Mine's a bit irrelevant at the moment.
Oh, they aren't. Fight. They're attacking.
I am going to see if I can try to... shovel bits out of this giant turd, really.
Go for it. Roll me your scrap.
My stinky doesn't do anything. Scrap is a is a scrap is a D8. D8, boom.
I will say you get a hit on that. What's your scrap and then plus your trowel's damage?
Scrap is a D8 and my trowel damage is a D8 as well.
Right, well then roll me 2 D8s.
There we go.
12. 12. Bloody hell.
Double sixes.
You are taking chunks. Chunks of turd go flying. This thing roars, and it's going to go for the first person sees, and that's Kalaris. That's disturbing. You're going to be carrying that around for a long time, then. Well, since Manny got closer, roll me a scurry.
I've got to
see if you can avoid it for me.
I've got to get closer to it, the fucking thing. Scurry is a D6 plus 1.
Yeah. There we go. Oh!
Three.
Oh dear.
A three.
Oh dear, three. Oh dear. It's going to hit you for a D10. Oh.
Holy
that
shit.
That does 10 damage. Flower, do you have damage resistance?
Oh yes, I have one.
So you have one. Okay, so you're on 8 then. That's not too bad.
That's like over half my health. Oh, fire the strike.
Jacob. Just turd's taking a bite out of Manny, and Manny's looking a bit more shittier than usual. What are you going to do?
Jacob's going to jump onto the sink here. He's going to make himself as tall as possible, and he's going to try and vibe check this giant turd. He's going to try and convince it to leave the bathroom and take out his grievance on the guards outside.
Right, okay.
This could be the start of the rebellion.
Are we the bad guys? Shit's going to hit the fan.
I'm leaving the play monster.
I'm going to need a compassionate speech and a vibe roll.
I'll go with a vibe roll.
And a compassionate speech.
If he feels it, that's just going to be... Right, okay. Oi! Bastard! I get it. You've been stuck in here, boxed in, treated like some mess to clean up. But you're more than that. You've got power, real power. And they're terrified of what you could do if you stepped outside this door. Those guards won't be a problem. They're just the first step. You've been pushed down long enough. It's time to rise up and take the freedom that's been denied to you. You lead the way. I promise they won't know what happened. But it's your call. Stay here, let them keep you penned in if you want.
Say, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that deserves a bonus?
I like the toucan just slowly starts clapping.
That's one.
Fair enough, let's get him.
Alright, roll me a bit of advantage.
Can't give him a thumbs up.
Yep, that's roll me with advantage.
I got a 5.
It's a 5. Out of a D10. Right, well, I'm going to make it an even roll then. You're going to make it a D8. And if it can beat that, then it will ignore you.
That rolled a fucking... Huh.
Oh. I tried to give it the lowest amount as well.
Oh, I just barely
went. It just kind of farts in your general direction, and that's about it.
Ah, fuck you then, Todd.
Perhaps we should save the speeches for more sentient, less stinky creatures.
Tekken, what are you going to do with your little club feeties?
Well, I'm trying to think. Got a screw here. Wait, I did put all the turds in the toilet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing
that. And they combined in the pipe into this thing.
Well, I am going to throw the porn mag at it. I'm just going to throw it. Full on throw it. Sticky, I don't want it anymore. I've had enough of this. You can have it, and I throw it at it.
Right, so throwing was a scrap. Yeah,
everybody
so throwing
knows
me
that
a
jazz
scrap.
Is toxic to shit.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Wow. Can it Can it beat a 3 with a d6 scurry? It cannot. It meets it, but I'll say you get that one. What is the damage on the pawn mag?
3 damage.
3 damage. Well, it kind of wipes away a part of it. And a bit more stuck to it than would usually be. Gertrude? Where even is Gertrude? I don't even see Gertrude.
Gertrude is showering still. Right? Yeah.
Oh, Gertrude on the sink. There we go.
Don't worry, she's been admiring this poo monster from a distance, lining up her porcupine shot, which she's going to try to hit this time. It hasn't actually
one day you will be mine.
All the game being played.
No, but I think he did land one.
Yeah, you landed one.
I landed one, okay. So yeah, I'm going to throw one of my porcupines. I think it's a D10 overall. There we go. 5.
Five. Can it beat a 5? 2. You hit. Do your damage.
4.
4 damage. 4 damage to the turd. Okay. Glarus, you're up. What are you doing? New round.
Okay. Where's the postman?
Here. Same thing, I guess.
Go for it.
No devotion.
There's the one beating the poop.
Yeah, just smacking the JoJo jumping the little shit.
Where's the poke?
It's fucking
so
corn
I wanna...
kernel tea. Scrap roll. Saving.
Oh, it cannot beat that no matter what. So, what's your damage?
Is that scrap plus the bonk, right?
Yep.
So a D10 for a scrap and then a D8 for the bonk.
Ooh, that's enough to finish this thing off, and it kind of just melts into a puddle of diarrhea on the floor.
You're saying I'm up in the sink.
Spreading far and wide, this puddle of toxic-y poo.
Just making the icon bigger. Okay, we're just gonna.
Yeah, the postman's just sitting on the loo, just kind of, you know, hello.
They're fucking with it and I might be off in a bit.
That's fine, we'll wrap this one up just here. So, with that noise you hear from the door, what the fuck is going on in there?
We're still fighting, don't worry about it.
We're dealing with your shit.
Almost done.
The bloody hell. You were told to clean it, not make it worse. There's shit all over the floor.
We're not done then, obviously.
And the sink is broken. What the hell have you not done in here?
We fixed your shit monster problem. That's what we did. Now, where's our payment?
You broke the fucking toilet, mate. I don't think you're getting anything.
Where?
It sounds like we'll beat the shit of you until we get payment.
These folks are the brightest, guys. Rabbit. Think you can corral them a little bit?
Well, with that, you will hear an explosion come from outside. And you'll hear in the distance a lot of voices shouting. It's the people that were from the shantytown. They've decided to take the initiative and attack. And as all chaos erupts, you're all standing there in the toilet door. Kind of at least a good 2 inches of turd on the floor, looking out as the battle of the century kind of takes place between a few guards and a whole bunch of scraggly looking, well, like hobo critters. And you'll notice the guardway to the train is mostly empty.
Now's our chance, ladies and gentlemen, let's blow this joint.
And that is where we will leave it for today, considering the internet for Flower is doing my head in, because all I can hear is every few seconds. Exactly. Goodbye for now, and thank you very much.
Wow.